Jeremiah chapter 39. After the fall of Jerusalem. It will be noticed that in the revised version, the last clause of chapter 38 at verse 28 is made the first clause of chapter 39. And that the translation is varied, thus, and it came to pass that when Jerusalem was taken. This appears to be the correct division and rendering of the word. The note of time in verses 1 and 2 is, in the revised version, inserted as a parenthesis, thus. In the ninth year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the tenth month, came Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army against Jerusalem and besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the fourth month, the ninth day of the month, a breach was made in the city. That all the princes of the king of Babylon came in and sat in the middle gate, even Nergal-Sharezer, Samgar-Nebo, Rabsaris, Sar-Sekim, Nergal-Sharezer, Rab-Mag, with all the rest of the princes of the king of Babylon. They sat in the gate to give judgment, according to the custom. Compare Ruth chapter 4 and 2 Samuel 19. Concerning the bewildering array of the names and titles of the Babylonian princes, the Cambridge Bible has the following note. From the English, it would appear that there are six princes mentioned by name. In fact, however, there are but four at the most, and probably only two, namely Nergal-Sharezer, Samgar-Nebo, Sar-Sekim, Nergal-Sharezer. But Nergal-Sharezer is probably an erroneous repetition of Nergal-Sharezer. Rabsaris, usually explained chief of the eunuchs or chamberlains, but more probably chief of the heads, that is, principal men, and Rab-Mag, probably chief of the soothsayers, are the titles of those whose names they follow. Moreover, the first part of Samgar-Nebo is probably a corruption of Sar-Mag, that is, Rab-Mag, chief of the soothsayers, while the latter portion, inasmuch as it never elsewhere ends a name, is to be transferred to the beginning of the third name, Sar-Sekim, thus becoming Nebo-Sar-Sekim, is an error for Nebuchadnezzar of verse 13. The above modification of the text thus reduces the list to the more accurate form in which it appears in verse 13, namely two names and two titles, Nergal-Sharezer, the Rab-Mag, and Nebuchadnezzar, the Rabsaris. Nergal-Sharezer was a son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar, and after the murder of evil Merodach in BC 560, seized the throne. Zedekiah and his men fled by night by the way of the king's guard and by the gate between the two walls by the way of the plain, or Araba, the revised version. But the Chaldeans' army pursued after them and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And when they had taken him, they brought him to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. Araba, literally the Araba, is the low-lying country round the Jordan where it falls into the Dead Sea. It is the country otherwise called the Kikar, or Circle of Jordan, the site of the cities of the plain and of Jericho. It is alluded to in Zechariah's prophecy of the transformation of the land when the Lord comes, is chapter 14. It had been the scene of great judgments of God before this catastrophe in Zedekiah's day. It is the place of the Valley of Achor, or trouble, where Achan, the troubler of Israel, was stoned and burnt and buried. But where in the day of Christ it shall be a place for the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me, saith the Lord in Isaiah 65. I will bring her again, that is, repentant Israel, into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her, and I will give her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. Pithak Tikvah, the name of one of the Jewish colonies. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. Hosea 2. Riblah, in the land of Hamath, was, in the days of Jeremiah, a well-known town on the river Orontes, about 35 miles northeast of Baalbek. Baalbek itself is on the watershed, the Leontes or Litani River, running south-southwest and turning sharply to the west near Berneas or Dan, to enter the Mediterranean a few miles north of Tyre. The Orontes runs northerly for about 200 miles, turning west into the Mediterranean near Antioch. The valleys of these rivers, Leontes and Orontes, are very fertile. And Jacinius says that Riblah means fertility. And Robinson noticed that it was a desirable halting place for Nebuchadnezzar, lying on the banks of a mountain stream in the midst of a vast and fertile plain yielding a most abundant supply of forage. The author can bear personal witness to the fertility of the southern part of this country, the Leontes Valley south of Baalbek, which is fed by the snows of Lebanon and anti-Lebanon. Here at Riblah, Nebuchadrezzar gave judgment upon the unhappy Zedekiah. Then the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah in Riblah before his eyes. Also the king of Babylon slew all the nobles of Judah. Moreover, he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him with chains to carry him to Babylon. Thus was the word of the Lord by Jeremiah and Ezekiel most completely fulfilled concerning Zedekiah. He shall be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes, and he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon. Ezekiel in Babylonia typified the captivity of Zedekiah by his enacted allegory of digging through the wall as they that go forth into captivity. It's in Ezekiel 12. This burden, saith the word of the Lord, concerning the prince in Jerusalem and all the house of Israel that are among them, say, I am your sign. Like as I have done, so shall it be done unto them. They shall remove and go into captivity. And the prince that is among them shall bear upon his shoulder in the twilight and shall go forth. They shall dig through the wall to carry out thereby. He shall cover his face, that he see not the ground with his eyes. My net also will I spread upon him, And he shall be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon and the land of the Chaldeans. Yet shall he not see it, though he shall die there. Ezekiel 12, verses 10 to 13. The putting out of the eyes was a common form of punishment that is illustrated in the monuments and in history. The supervisor of this atrocity would be Nebuzaradan, euphemistically called the captain of the guard. In the authorized, literally, the chief killer, the equivalent in our day of the hangman. The authorized virgin margin gives chief executioner or slaughter man. And Jacinius notes that in Egypt, he had a public prison in his house. See Genesis 40 verse 3. In Babylon, Nebuzaradan, who held this office, commanded also a part of the royal army. One is tempted to contrast the cases of Joseph and Zedekiah when reading this note concerning Potiphar and Nebuzaradan. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left to the poor of the people which had nothing in the land of Judah and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. What is one man's meat is another man's poison. These unfortunates had a better fate than Zedekiah. As to the prophet himself, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, saying, take him and look well to him, and do him no harm, but do unto him even as he shall say unto you. So Nebuzaradan, that is Rabtabakim, the captain of the guard, sent, and Nebushashban, Rabsaris, and Nergal-Sharezer, Rabmag, and all the king of Babylon's princes, see the notes above on these names and titles, even they sent and took Jeremiah out of the court of the prison and committed him unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, that he should carry him home. And so he dwelt among the people. So when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. But this does not mean, as a prominent brother once absurdly put it, that a good man should have no enemies. Look at Christ. But that God can turn a hangman into a friend and benefactor when his purpose requires it. Not only the prophet himself, but his Ethiopian benefactor was delivered and blessed in this sad crisis. The word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, go and speak to Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good, and they shall be accomplished in that day before thee. But I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord, and thou shalt not be given into the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword, but thy life shall be a prey unto thee, because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord.